Are you ready to have some fun? To be played with? Are you scared a bit? Anxious? Excited? Do you have a pre-fucked with chubby just from the anticipation yet? Or maybe just faint chills running down your body? Wondering how well you'll be able to hide certain things. It's going to be fun. But first, I have a few rules. This file is meant to be listened to in public. It would be absolutely boring to listen to it by yourself with no risk, and I just hate being bored. It's right there in the title, public play, not listen and touch yourself in safe privacy play. So listen in public, where you can't touch yourself. You can do nothing but listen and suffer frustrated as I play with you. If you must, I give you permission to listen to the first hypnotic part of the file in private, where my triggers will sink into you. But for the second part, when I wake you up, when I play with you, for that you must be in public. Understand, I can turn you into an exhibitionist. Even if to start it's just this tiny bit. On public transportation sounds like a fun idea. Though it's long and you might end up missing your stop. At work always intrigues me. Like, oh, it's so fun the mental image I get of you sitting there, hiding your boner under your desk, hoping nobody will notice your accelerated pulse and your body's twitching every time I say a trigger word. I can't wait to make you twitch. However, it's very important that you do not listen while driving or operating machinery. Not while walking through traffic either. I'm going to need you to be a good boy, a smart boy, and simply don't. Because it's stupid and dangerous and something only a dumbass would do. And dumbasses bore me. You don't want to bore me, right? I didn't think so. So, now that we have all that covered, let's begin. Start by breathing for me. This in itself won't make anyone suspicious. So just breathe in and out. Nice and deep. Now, I've layered in my breathing. So just listen and follow along. You're good at following my orders. Breathe in when I do, and breathe out when you feel my breath tickling against your ear. Just in, you're doing perfect, and out, deep and even, setting an easy pace to keep up with, to focus on, to follow along, and allow your mind to get settled. Allow your body to relax, to slump a little bit. Easy slouching of the shoulders, tension draining from your body, from your head, from your neck, sinking down. Sinking out,
nice and deep,
from your shoulders to your chest, slipping and sliding away as you just ease back into your chair. Feel your ribs unfolding just comfortably into it, finding a rest one by one as your body continues to go more and more limp. Down to your hips, you feel the sensation of relaxation continuing. Moving along as your thighs just loosen. Your knees go limp and your legs just dangle.
That's right.
Feel as if every part of your body takes a great big sigh. Holds it for a moment. And just lets go. Released from tension. And in a moment, I'm going to say some of your triggers. Triggers to make you sleep. To let your mind float. To go into hypnotic trance and be my sweet boy. Entranced and highly suggestible to my voice. I'll count you to it, and with every number, you will feel your eyes fluttering, your mind fluttering.
That's right.
All resistance, all thought, gone and erased, replaced only with a desire to serve, to please, and to be taken deeper. Five. Mind shuddering away as your conscious mind goes to a separate room of your brain. Four, a room with a bed to just rest, just sleep. Three, the rest of you coming with me as you sink deeper. Two, deeper. One, drop. Drop into a deep sleep, only focusing on my voice. Your limbs released from needing or even wanting you to move them, do anything with them. Really, all you want to do right now is listen. Just listen to my voice and focus on my inflections, on my tone. On how nice it is to just relax and listen and let my voice carry you away from all of your troubles. Now, I want part of you able to focus on your surroundings, able to do anything you need to if circumstances present themselves. Keep yourself safe. And yet, find it is still so easy to let my voice take over. Do all of the thinking for you. Let my voice be your point of focus. And picture it. Visualize it. As a ribbon just pulling you along. You can pick any color. What color comes to mind when you think sex? When you think of teasing and play? Well, that's the color of the ribbon. Now, just follow it along as it spins and it winds. And your mind spins and winds with it. Your mind tries to catch it, to find one direction that it is coming from or going, but it's quite impossible. You can't catch the ribbon. You can't make sense of its beginning or its end. You can only follow, keep up, feel your mind racing after it. Fingers trying, reaching, stretching for it. It blows and dances in the wind, caused by my breathing, sending it this way and that. You chase and you chase, focusing ever more on that ribbon, putting in all of your mental effort, really feeling and seeing and focusing. Catch that ribbon. You don't have to know why. You just have to know that once you do, once you feel the tactile sensation of its smoothness clenched in your fists, that pretty color jerking in the wind, pulling you, you know it will be wonderful, and you must have it. You need it. So you follow. Follow my voice as it seems so ethereal, and yet so corporeal at the same time. Too light and magical for this world. It swirls and dances and brings you to the edge of a cliff. Visualize it clearly. Green grass under your feet, cool and soft. Blue sky over top. The jagged brown of earth asunder. And yet, you can catch it, grasp it. You want to go deeper. You want to be good for me. And just grasping that ribbon will take you down, even deeper, coming closer, 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 closer to the edge, closer to falling into a deep, dark place where I take complete charge. Closer. The ribbon is right at your fingertips now. You take a leap, and just as your feet leave the earth, your fingers grab it. Hold on. Hold on as you fall. Fall down deep into my voice. As the ribbon wraps around you, surrounding you in your favorite color. Winding as you float and you slowly fall.
Just relax.
Coiling, one bit of ribbon at a time as it seems to grow longer and longer to wrap your entire body.
Let me take over.
Your legs bound together.
So easy.
Thighs pressed close. Arms tight to your sides. Holding you as your fall slows.
Don't worry.
And keep you safe. Just before you hit the bottom,
I take care of what's mine.
Stops.
You're completely
lowers,
safe from everything.
Leaving you wrapped up.
Me.
Body set into a kneeling position, unable to move.
Just me, don't you?
In a dark crevasse.
It's easy.
Harsh to trust dirt
me.
Under your knees.
Just relax.
You kneel here.
Give it.
Head down.
No need to fight it.
As you hear footsteps,
we're just going to have
heels
fun. So much
clicking,
fun.
Clacking against the stone,
so let me in.
As they move towards you. You look up. Here I am. You see me. Here I am. You know me. Here I am. You can't look away. Staring at the base of my thigh-high black boots and the stiletto heels that arch my feet upwards by 5 inches. Shiny latex. Your eyes follow up along the skin-tight boots that mold to my calves. Up to my thighs. Up to my panties. I'm not wearing much else. Black and shiny latex. Up to my corset, curving around my body, pushing up my breasts. The giant white globes of soft skin are
almost popping out of the shiny black latex corset. You can just imagine how it would feel to run your hands over me. My outfit, rubbery and firm, slick, cool to the touch, but with the promise of heat underneath. And my breasts. Oh, how you can imagine touching my breasts. With your face buried in between such sweet softness, warm, firm, and giving. I'm wearing gloves, black and leather, elbow length. You notice this as my fingers come out to touch your chin and lift your face, bringing up your eyes to meet mine. So I can suck you in, into the blue depths, getting lost in the spirals and the motes of tiny colors, staring, falling. Sink in and relax, slave. Here I am. I have you completely in my control. Just relax, and we are going to go over a few simple things. A few simple words. And they will bring you pleasure. And that will bring me pleasure. Wicked joy. And you want to make me happy. Relax. See the letters, the words coming up from the depths of my eyes. Small, too small to see, but growing bigger, more clear, more readable. Watch them grow bigger as I describe what my triggers will do to you. Like when you hear the word pleasure. Such a lovely word. Pleasure brings you pleasure. Only when I say it. Only for this recording or during one of my other recordings. But anytime I say it, pleasure. And it will be pleasure in the same way that heat hits you when you walk into a warm room from the cold. It will surround you and suffuse you and make you want to sink into it. No matter what is going on around you, who is around you, see it in my eyes, searing into your soul, anchoring deep inside of you the simple and instinctive response to this simple word. Pleasure. Pleasure is always a pleasure to hear. Not necessarily sexual pleasure, though it can be. Not this word, at least. Sexual pleasure, pure, piercing, sexual pleasure comes from words like clench. See it rising in my eyes and taking you over. You've heard it before, but it becomes stronger every time you listen to a file that places it, reinforces it. Stronger, entrenched, making your body seize up in a jolt of searing sexual pleasure. The same pleasure you feel when I snap my fingers. When you hear one, it's as if you can see me doing it. My hand out towards you, fingers moving and melding and that jolt of electric pleasure that runs through your body from your scalp straight down to your cock. Of course, sexual pleasure is no fun without arousal. While those words in themselves cause your body to become aroused, your cock hard to contain in your pants, make you want to touch yourself, play with yourself even when you can't. I think for the next little bit, we'll do something a bit more general. Not a word triggering you, but a growing arousal. Slave, listen close and focus on my next words. Let them sink into you for your mind to follow and your body to obey. Whenever you hear me describing a sexual situation, you'll find your arousal growing stronger and stronger the longer I talk about it, whatever it is. Finding your lust matching that of as if you were in that sexual scenario. Feeling your hips want to thrust like you would if I were there, doing that exact thing to you. Eyes open or closed, it won't matter. You will still be unable to do anything. But picture exactly what I am saying. And feel exactly what I describe. You will fight the urge to thrust into this vision. You will struggle to remain still and not give your arousal away to anyone. But the more you stay still and fight the urge to move and to thrust, the hornier you will get. Your arousal will build and build. And your cock will grow and grow and leak. And the more you fight it, the stronger your arousal becomes. And the stronger it gets, the more you will want to touch yourself, to stroke away or to stroke towards that ache growing and building. But you will not touch yourself. You are in public, and that would be naughty. And that would be bad. So you will not touch your cock and rub its ache, no matter how much you want to. No matter how uncomfortably hard you get. But the more you want to touch yourself, and are forced to deny yourself, the more you will want to, need to, the hornier and more aroused you will become. As the more I describe sexual scenarios, the more you will see yourself in them. Feel the pleasure I describe. Feel your body attempting to jerk to my triggers. Like snaps. Like clench. Your arousal growing stronger and stronger. As your cock strains against whatever cloth that's holding it in, keeping it from springing to glory. You won't be able to help but move your body in mini thrusts at my words. Mini thrusts causing your cock to rub against the cloth, causing friction. Friction that feels so good. Friction that causes you even more pleasure. That compounds and increases the pleasure you feel from me describing sexual situations. And this will cause you to become hornier and hornier, more and more aroused until you truly believe you cannot contain it, until you begin to fear what might happen next. And yet, no matter how horny you get, how crazy my voice and my descriptions of things I would do to you, that I'm doing to you, that immerse you and cause you to feel the pleasurable sensations of everything I describe to run up and down your body and centralize and pull around and into your cock and balls, pulling pleasure. No matter how much this makes you ache and tremble in pleasure, you will not touch yourself and rub the ache away. It will just grow stronger and stronger cock growing longer and longer and throbbing against the fabric. No, you can escape at any time. When you take off your headphones or earbuds, this trigger and these arousals will fade away. Once you no longer are listening to my voice, these triggers will fade and you will no longer feel the sexual pleasure of the sexual situations I am putting you in. Consider it a panic button, if you will. A panic button that means I win. Though, of course, I win either way. Now, slave, the effects of my voice will last until you take off your headphones. But until then, your body will feel a sexual jolt of pleasure every time you hear one of your triggers. Your body's arousal and temperature will grow with every sexual thing I say, and you will experience every word as if you are feeling and seeing it as I say it. Growing hotter and more aroused. Never touching, but always wanting to, and the more you restrain yourself from touching, from groaning and moaning and thrusting into the pleasure, the more your arousal will grow. A delightful circle of arousal and frustration feeding and growing stronger with each and every word I say while you are awake and aware, but still completely mine to play with. Obey. You can't help it. My words are already in your mind, working away. A script going off. I'm going to wake you up now, if you need to. Once I do, you can pause until he can go into a public place. You will feel the need to be in a public place while you listen to the next bit. Even while awake, even while every sexual scenario makes you feel like the participant feeling deep pleasure. Sexual pleasure. One, eyes fluttering and full awareness returning. Two, knowing everything I have just said, knowing it applies to you. Three, knowing there is nothing you can do about it, and that just makes it better. Four, more exciting, so excited as five, wake up. Awake and aware, pay attention to your surroundings, to who is around you. Are you still feeling a bit drowsy from your trance? Poor thing. Would you like me to help you with that? To make you feel more aware and awake? I can make you very aware, and certain parts I can make very awake. Are you excited? A bit of teasing from me. Problem is, I just don't know when to stop. Do you think I can make you pop? Pop when you aren't touching yourself at all. Your stimulation comes from my words and the nerves in your body responding to them. From the little micro thrusts your body does when I say certain words like clench. And your cock throbs for me, brushing and pressing and intimately feeling what's covering it, holding it in. Do you know what I would do to you if I was there right now? I'd come up behind you so I could whisper intimately in your ear, my hands on your shoulders rubbing, gripping and squeezing your muscles. The pressure of my warm hands squeezing your muscles would feel so good. My lips pressed against your ear so you can feel every intake of air. As my hands move down your arms, clenching here and there to give you a bit of a massage. Moving together across your chest so I can play with your nipples. Circling, circling. And then I take my fingers and lightly, so teasingly, just pinch them. Clench your little nubs between my fingers. Listening to your delicious gasp as your breath shudders. In as a tiny explosion of arousal tinged with just the tiniest bit of pain shudders through your body. As I twist my fingers and exquisite sensations flood you. Of course, this is when I hug you, so my hands can roam further down your body. Holding you tight to me, warm and soft. My breasts pressing against you. Hands moving lower onto your thighs. Over them, between them. Just a bit of pressure between your thighs. Spreading you. You know you can't resist me, you wanton little slut.
You like spreading yourself for me?
Feeling my hands move in between to rub you. Rub you up and down over your pants. Wishing so badly my soft fingers were rubbing your bare flesh, your aching cock. But no, you just have to stay there and take it as my hand moves up and down. Teasing and frustrating, and all the while you can hear the laughter in my voice, the evil and wicked pleasure at playing with you. It's so fun to play with you. But there's no reason for things to stay so tame. Is that your pulse going a bit faster? Are you wondering what dirty things I'm about to make you feel while you are surrounded by others? I wonder if any of them suspect. Calm down. It'll be okay. So long as you are a good boy and keep your hands away from your cock. No touching. The only thing they could possibly notice is how hard you are getting for me. But they'd have to be staring at your crotch to notice something like that. And that would make them dirty perverts. Just like you. But it's going to get steadily harder not to make any noise. I love picturing you whimpering and groaning and moaning for me, so I won't be holding back. But you will have to hold it in. Remember, you could take your headphones off at any time and end your torment. But you won't. There's no fun in that. And in trance or not, it's simply so hard to resist me. Resist me as I push you down onto a bed. Eyes filled with purpose. Lusty and aggressive purpose as I hold you down and climb on top. You can feel my thighs straddling over your hips. Of course, in this scenario of dirty sex, you must be naked. So I can take full advantage of your lovely cock. Feeling my heat as I tease it. my hands holding your wrists tight, fingers clenched around them as my eyes stare you down into submission. My pussy. Just the entrance to it. The wet and warm window to pure pleasure I could thrust down onto you at any time. Just hovering right above the tip of your cock. Can you smell me? Can you smell the faint remnants of shampoo on my hair? The lightly pleasant smell that comes from my skin, a scent all my own. The musky, yummy smell of my arousal hovering over yours. Feel me as I slowly lower my body. Inch by inch, my pussy swallowing your cock. You want to strain, to thrust up, to penetrate me fully, but I won't allow you. My hands clench around your wrists. I maintain complete control. You feel the pleasure of my body covering you, holding you down as I slowly thrust myself onto your cock. Halfway. And in one fast, hard push down all the way. I just sit for a moment, feeling you throb inside me as you feel my pussy warm and welcoming. I love feeling you throb in me. I can feel your pulse through your cock, the walls of my vagina squeezing around your penis. Can you feel me clench and release? My pussy just clenching and releasing. Clench and release. Feeling so good as I lift my ass a bit, spiraling up in a bit of a clockwise motion before going back down, down onto your cock. Fucking you as my hips move hypnotically. Up and down in circular patterns, taking what I want from you as you lay there helpless to do anything except experience the pleasure. Sweet pleasure. My hands leaving your wrists so you can grab my hips and help guide me, while my head pitches back, while I moan and my hair cascades back over my shoulders, as my neck arches, breasts pert and full with aroused areolas small and tight, with my nipples perky as my hands come up to touch them. Play with them while I fuck your cock. In. Out. In and out, up and down, up and down. Don't you just wish you weren't in public right now? That people weren't around us, that you could touch your cock? And that when I say clench, you didn't have to hide it. Hold back. Clench. Honestly, it's just really fun fucking with you. Clench. Using those triggers to cause you pleasure, to try and make you show obvious signs of your deviancy. The tease is just so exciting for me. So exciting. I love getting off when you can't. But you want to. Let me just grab a vibrator. And start to play with myself. Give myself pleasure. While we go through the next sexual scenario. The next dirty description of a really fun time. And I'll come while you strain and throb. No sensation but that of the clothing holding you in as you rock against it. Your cock thrusts against it. I'll have plenty of sensations over here. But for you, the pulsing growing stronger and stronger. So fun. Third time's the charm, and I wonder how much pre-cum will be staining your boxers. I wonder if you might even come from the small physical stimulation, but the strong mental stimulation of my voice causing you pleasure. Pleasure over and over again as your body clenches for me. My good boy. Just picture this. Since you are obviously into a bit of exhibitionism, let's have our next scenario be a bit more open. Well, dark. A nice, dark BDSM club. Flashing red lights, loud kinky music. People dancing and playing. The sound of whips and screams of pleasure and pain. The cracks as leather hits flesh. The feeling of ropes surrounding your body in an intricate pattern that becomes art. Shibari, the Japanese art of bondage. Of using rope in the naked human body to create masterpieces of aesthetic delight. Sexual delight. You look so good suspended, and I've done such a good job, it's fairly comfy. Spread eagle to a metal frame. You're not blindfolded. I want you to see everyone staring at you. Just like they might be now, but you'd never notice. No, don't clench up. Just relax and enjoy. My fingers over you. Running along the ridges of the rope. Until they reach the bottom. Where your cock and balls are tied up. Not enough to hurt. Just enough to keep the blood contained so your hard-on can never go away. So your penis is even more sensitive as my nails stroke lightly along it. Can you feel it? That sharp and prickly, slightly unnerving feeling. But oh, so sensitive as your skin shivers for me. Your body trembles for me. You are mine. And everyone in the club knows it. You can feel the leather of the collar surrounding your neck, claiming you. Hear the little lock clicking against the buckles when you move your head, locking you in. Mine. My good boy, letting all of your weight be carried by the ropes. Shibari, did you know, my pet, that that's where my name comes from? Anything I used to do online, whether it was chat rooms or video games, my name is always Shibari. I find it so pleasing to the tongue and ear, and it always helped me find people like you. Kingsters who knew the meaning, but more ordinary and vanilla folks would see nothing to concern themselves just thinking it an exotic name. But by the things I do to you, I guess it could be considered quite exotic. But my friends, they would give me nicknames. Like Shibs or Chibi. So when I came to Reddit, well, Chibi I truly became. Chibi is how you know me. Chibi is what you whisper in your mind. What you plead. But you can't plead with me right now, can you, slave boy? You can only experience. Try not to clench and listen out for my snaps. Breaking into your mind and making your cock twitch when you hear them. Oh. But we were in the middle of something, weren't we? Would you like to get back to that? To feeling the rope biting into your flesh and my hands roaming your helpless body? Tracing the patterns, standing behind you, moving my hands everywhere, to your ass, to give it a nice, good smack. How would you like a spanking? You're a naughty boy, you do deserve one. But I bet you'd like it. I bet with every smack of my hand on your flesh, you would jerk and strain against the ropes. Your balls would clench, and your cock just throb harder and harder for me. Are you throbbing hard for me, baby? Is it hard to focus on your surroundings? Do you worry someone will notice? Well, I don't have to worry about that. Do you worry someone will see? Naughty, naughty. You're supposed to be focusing on me. Focusing on the exciting, terrifying possibility that I might make you so horny. We make you so excited that you thrust those micro, hopefully unnoticeable little jerks against the cloth of your pants, that the friction drives you to the edge, and you come in your pants in front of everybody. You have to control your face so it doesn't spasm into that orgasmic face, that, oh, face. And that, oh shit, I just came, how do I clean up the mess face? What's wrong? Am I in your head? Is your cock really focusing and feeling the cloth holding it in, containing it, keeping it from reaching its true beauty and length? I'll bet you're really feeling the restriction right now, aren't you? Feeling the pleasure every time I snap my fingers. Now, you aren't in trance right now, but I've already proven that that doesn't mean anything. It provides you no safety from what I can do to you. Make you experience, make you feel. I'm just that good. And you are just that easy for me. Easy to play with. Easy to arouse. I just love knowing that you're squirming internally. And I want to show you something. Being in trance isn't necessary for me to affect your mind. Women affect you all the time when you aren't in trance. See, you're a man, filled with testosterone, possessing a tool between your legs that has a primal urge to be used. Going too long without release is painful. Especially when you have... environmental triggers setting you off. Getting you horny and aroused. That's not even counting the potency that is my voice. Sweet sexual nectar dripping into your mind, teasing and tempting. Am I wicked? Wicked for enjoying playing with you so? Enjoying your squirming, your desire, your frustration. It's simply part of my nature. It makes having this vibrator pressing against me feeling so good, so much better. I'm a predator. You just so happen to be my hapless. Helpless. Prey. Do you feel hunted right now? The little shivers and tingles on the back of your neck as if I was behind you. Breathing on you. My scent coming in from the back. My voice filling your ears. My unique presence causing your heart to beat faster. Pulse to race. Cock to twitch. How much faster would all of that happen if you were to feel me as my hand assumes the snapping position? Does your breathing quicken in anticipation as I draw the moment out? And you know I can use your triggers against you, here in public, here where anyone could come across and see, here when you can do nothing about it except accept it, suffer it. Feel the pleasure as I snap. My fingers cause lust and pleasure to run through you as I do it again and again, and you can do nothing to stop me. Nothing to stop the growing arousal, because the more you try to fight it, try to breathe deep and calm your horny cock, the more aroused you become. The hornier you get, your frustration drives your arousal. And that's how I take complete control. How I slip in your mind and make sure your focus is on me. You can't rub it. Can't touch it to shift it. Your body has already tried shifting positions, but it didn't do much good. It gave your cock a bit more freedom. Freedom to get harder and needier, just like you. Slut. Out in public with a stiffy. Listening to pervy shit with people around. What a slut. My slut. My good boy. I love having you this way, in my thrall, in my power. Helpless and vulnerable, because even if my commands weren't enough, you still... couldn't touch your cock. Couldn't rub it like I'm rubbing myself with this vibrator. Mm. But that doesn't save you from your cock being stimulated. Oh, it's attempting to be subtle in its jerking. But your cock is still frantically trying to get whatever friction, whatever sensation it can. And if it gets enough, if you get horny enough, whether you want to or not, you will just come. Come where anyone, if they looked down, looked close, could see the sticky wet spot in your pants, could see what a dirty slut you are. So don't think about rubbing, your cock will still be thrusting, and I still have one more scenario to tell you. For you to feel from those triggers I placed inside you, those commands that you know about and still can't resist. Even out of trance. Though arousal is a trance all its own. Lust a powerful producer of obedience. What pleasure shall I make my good boy, my horny boy, feel next? I know. Something realistic. Something that could be happening right now. Something you will feel happen right now. Me sitting next to you. The warmth of my thighs pressing next to yours. Not looking at each other. Both pretending to be doing something else. I'm reading a book with my one hand. Flipping the pages. A big hardcover that hides much of my lap. So big it extends a bit over your lap. Your head is tilted back and, anyone would just assume you're just resting and listening to music. But there's a jacket over your lap. And my hand, where no one can see, is underneath it, doing whatever is necessary to get into your pants, to pour your cock out. To stroke it. To make you feel pleasure as my hand rubs against your aching need. You clench up at first, afraid someone will see. I'm really good with my hands, though. And soon you are relaxing. Your cock is pushing and pulsing into my hand while I take care of you. Anyone looking would think I was ignoring you. But if they looked close, looked really close at your lap, they would see the faint movements, the slow, controlled movements, as your cock experiences pleasure, sweet rushing, sexual pleasure. As you fight to contain your moans. Is it hard? Hard to hold it in? Hard not to come when I keep pressing your buttons and making you ache? Making you throb? Making you clench in pleasure time and again? It's been so long. I've tormented you so long. How much more can you take? Feel my hand rubbing you up and down. Up and down. My fingers massaging and rubbing soft against your hard cock. Up and down. Up and down. Oh no, it seems my vibrator's run out of juice. I guess I'll just have to take care of things a little more personally. I move my book a bit to hide that tent in your jacket. I don't want anyone to see the wet spot forming from your pre-cum. From your excitement, I can almost taste it in the air. It's like you're sweating sexual pheromones. The air feels thicker, muskier. As my fingers rub on you, I want your mind to go back to that scene in the BDSM club. And one of you tied, restrained, helpless, about to receive a spanking. Up and down my hands move over you. You like spankings, though. That jolt when you are hit just seems to go right through your ass and into your cock. A jolt of arousal, of pleasure. Pure sensual and sexual pleasure. So when you hear it, even as I rub you, hear the spanks. Even awake, you won't be able to help but jolt a little. Be forced to relax back in your seat. Before hearing the next one, feeling the pleasure wash over you. But still, you must relax. Relax into my hand, into my care, into my power. Such rushing, wonderful power. I want you to know, my little lust-filled captive, I'm going to come soon. Come here, come now. Using my fingers while you are left struggling to contain yourself. Wishing you could touch yourself the way I'm touching myself. Imagine me next to you. One hand on your cock, the under other my book. Down my skirt, playing with myself. Hopefully no one but you can hear the squishy sounds. And when I come, I am going to make you come. Because, well, right now I'm in private. It's easy. It feels so good. It would feel good for you too. Only you aren't in private. You're in public, being played with, tormented, and your cock is desperately giving little thrusts and jerks as it seeks attention. Any attention, any friction. Your fear only makes you hornier. Your frustration leads to more arousal. I have you right where I want to. And I love it. And I'm going to come. And all you can do is listen. Your mind scattered so many places, so many focuses. On me next to you, stroking your cock, giving it the sensations and frictions it so badly aches for. Another bit of awareness is trapped in a club. You're restrained and helpless, being spanked like the dirty slut you are, while strangers look on in lust. And yet, still so aware of my hand going up and down. Up and down. And yet another part of you focusing on my pussy. On the vibrations only you could hear, on the squishing. Knowing how good my clit must feel right now that I'm going to come, and you so badly want that. You want to come too. Would you? Just can't. Not yet. You can only listen, your mind caught in my scenarios, feeling each one intimately. Knowing right now in my world, I am next to my microphone playing with myself. Getting myself off to your frustrations. It's so good. I'm going to leave you a squirming, wrung out mess. You don't look like you can take much more. And I really want to come. You can, if you've resisted this long, surely you can go just a bit longer. I'll play one last game and after, you'll be free. I'll count down, because a countdown in itself can be so sexual. So wonderful. It can cause dopamine to go off in your brain as each number progresses you to a goal. I want to make you come. You would probably prefer to not, due to circumstances. So let's see who wins. Because you aren't in trance. What I'm about to do isn't hypnosis so much as it is suggestion, and your mind is highly suggestible to my voice. So even out of trance, when I tell you, you will feel something. When I suggest it. Your mind works for me, creating the scenarios and the sensations. Now, right now, there is something keeping you from coming. A resistance, an urge not to, because you're scared, nervous. And these things hold you back, like a plug. And when I count down, you'll feel as if that plug is being slowly worked out. Slowly released, each number down increasing your arousal, putting pressure against your plug, and slowly, so frustratingly but climatically buildingly slowly, pushing it out. So when I say one, you can release and erupt and thrust that plug away and gone, and come, just like you want to, just like you need to. Ten. Feeling all the sexual scenarios running through your mind, coming to a climax. Nine. Riding on that edge, that one hottest part, just going and going. Eight. Pleasure. Pleasure fills you, runs you, rules you as it washes over you. 7. You feel your resistance slipping, ready to pop. 6. And I'll come, because I can control myself, and holding it and edging feels so good. That intense pressure and need to just come. It's orgasmic, and I'm going to ride it just like I rode you. 5. Pleasure. Pleasure fills you, builds as a pressure, and you feel the last bit of clunky resistance clogging your cock, breaking away, flowering away. 4. My hand grips your cock, as my hand smacks your ass, as my voice rapes your mind, and I take from you all of your resistance. It's not your fault. It's okay. I'm just that powerful. 3. You can't resist me. You can't resist. Two. The pleasure. The pleasure as it builds and it bursts and I come. 1. Moaning. I come and my pussy clenches, and your cock pulses and releases. And you are nothing but a cock and a need and an eruption. Come. Come for me. Release it. It feels so good. It feels so good. So amazing. I feel so amazing.
mm-hmm.
Ooh, it was good. Good for me, anyways. Was it good for you, or are you still just frustrated and with a wet spot at the front of your crotch? I don't have to wake you, do I? You know what happened. You know what I did. Just dwell on that. Now I made you feel how close I brought you. The pleasure I made you feel. The ache I leave you with. And my joy in all of that. Bye.